Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for this week of February 9th. My name is Leo, and I am your phenologist for this week. On Sunday the 10th, a light, fluffy snow lasted all day into the night and throughout early Monday morning. Along the North Shore of Lake Superior, many of us saw 6 to 8 inches of new snow. On Tuesday the 12th, it was like a snow globe outside. We had an average of 32 inches of snow in our school forest. We struggled through it up to our waist, and it wasn't long before we followed each other in a line. Now we know why wolves and deer follow each other in the snow. It's way easier. On Wednesday the 13th, it was a bright sunny day with a blue sky. It was a welcome change from the dreary skies and the polar vortex cold. The temperatures this week have been in the teens and low 20s. Due to all the fresh snow, it is fun to spot many different tracks, like mice and snowshoe hares. Other animals, such as deer, are not moving around too much due to deep snow. They have been seen on the roads and snowmobile trails. It has been odd not having an invasion of great gray or snowy owls to observe this year. Our classroom twigs are showing some changes. The maple twig from January 22nd has no leaves, but the spent flowers are 2.5 centimeters long. The maple seeds we found on top of the snow have not germinated yet. Might Mr. Latimer's hypothesis be right? That these seeds are not viable. Stay tuned. The tamarack needles are growing fast. They are 10 millimeters long now with soft green needles. The apple twig has 8 leaves, which are open and more buds breaking. While the birch has some emerging leaves that are folded like a paper fan. We are beginning to see how most trees respond to warmer temperatures. The maple with no leaves has yet maybe the most responsive to today length. Interesting. The snow drifts against our classroom window are 53 inches deep. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.